This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Diane Baldwin reports in the Columbia paper that Ankrum town officials and their volunteer fiscal experts have the town paying off loans early to save money on interest payments. Ankrum has a volunteer financial advisory council with 9 citizens meeting monthly to oversee Ankrum finances. The group recently recommended paying off the balance of about $240,000 owed on the $400,000 loan the town took out in 2015 with 1.99% interest to buy 2 new plow trucks. Ankrum will save $9,000 in interest over the next 3 years as the board approved the recommendation. The annual interest and principal the town would pay over the coming 3 years, $84,000 annually, could then be added to the contingent account to replenish cash reserves and preserve the town's ability to borrow in the future should the need arise, Supervisor Basson said in his August financial report. Ankrum Supervisor Art Basson told the paper the town is also trying to get a better interest rate than its current 0.25% on its reserve savings. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that violence in Hudson continued September 14th with another shooting. A Hudson man, Dequan Powell, 22, was shot on 5th Street and was in serious condition. Quote, "This shooting is 100% linked to the ongoing violence between two rival groups that started in May of this year," end quote, Police Chief L. Edward Moore said September 15th. Since May 1st, police say there have been 6 shootings they say are related. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. WNYT reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an order September 15th prohibiting state agencies from inquiring about anyone's immigration status. Quote, "As Washington squabbles over rolling back sensible immigration policy, we are taking action to help protect all New Yorkers from unwarranted targeting by government," end quote, Cuomo said in a statement. Law enforcement officers are prohibited from asking about immigration status under the order unless they are investigating a crime. State agencies and offices can still ask about immigration status when required by law to determine if someone is eligible to receive certain benefits or services. Read the full story at WNYT's website. And Don Lehman reports in the Post-Star that fall foliage should be much more colorful this fall as a stress-inducing drought plagued many area trees the past 2 years. Some maple trees, Lehman reports, are turning color early this year for reasons that are not clear. Quote, "I think there will be better colors," end quote, Pete Olashensky, senior naturalist at Up Yonder Farm in Bolton, said. Quote, "When it was so dry, some of the leaves just turned brown," end quote. Donald Leopold, a biology professor at SUNY's College of Environmental Science and Forestry, said he saw strange signals from trees in the area. Quote, "This fall color season is a bit abnormal in upstate New York based on what I'm seeing as I travel about," end quote, Leopold said. Quote, "Some species like the oaks and hickories and birches aren't showing any signs of early coloration, but individuals of the sugar and red maples, two of the most dominant contributors to the outstanding fall colors in New York, are weeks ahead of their average coloration," end quote. New York State reports that the Adirondacks have about 15% to 25% color change now, and color is beginning to show in parts of the Catskills. Read the full story in the Post-Star. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.